A very good morning to brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹们早安。
I send you greetings from the English congregation.
代表英文部向弟兄姐妹们问安。
So happy to see so many of you.
很高兴能够见到大家。
Before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
我们还没开始以前，我们一起向神祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
We thank you and praise you for who you are.
我们为着主你的属性感谢你。
You are our shepherd and you are our king.
你是我们的牧者，是君王。
We thank you for this life that you have given to us.
感谢主赐给我们这一生。
You have a plan and purpose for us.
你在我们生命中有你的目的和计划。
For your name's sake, you will lead us in the path of righteousness.
你会为自己的名引导我们走义路。
For thy name's sake, you will lead us to heaven.
你会为你的名来引导我们走天路。
As a shepherd, you will walk in front of us.
你为牧者带领我们向前行。
As a king, you will provide love and protection to us.
你为君王来给我们你的爱，还有保护我们。
And on our right and left, we have goodness and mercy to accompany us.
在我们的左右有恩惠与慈爱随着我们。
And we shall be with you forever and ever.
我们将会与主同在到永远。
Thank you so much.
感谢主。
We pray that, Lord, this morning you may prepare our hearts to hear your word.
我们为今天早上你预备我们的心来领受你的话语。
Not only to hear, but also to obey.
不单是听，也愿意来遵行。
We pray that, Lord, you will cleanse us from all our sins this morning.
我们也求主你洁净我们一切的罪。
You know us true and true.
你知道我们的一切所有。
We cannot hide from you.
我们不能够向主隐瞒。
Cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus.
求主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
And make us whiter than snow.
使我们能够比雪更白。
Fill us with thy Holy Spirit.
以圣灵来充满我们。
So that, Lord, we may be empowered to love you and to serve you.
使我们有能力来爱你，来服侍你。
Help us this morning to hide behind the cross, both myself and Brother Job.
求主你使我还有会要弟兄能够隐藏在十字架的后面。
That Christ may be given the preeminence.
使主能够基督能够居首位。
And that we decrease, he increased.
我们能够来感谢赞美主。
Thank you and praise you in Jesus' most blessed name.
我们感谢主，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Amen. Let us turn to Psalm 23.
我们一起来打开诗篇第23篇。
Psalm 23 is the most popular psalm in the whole Bible.
诗篇二十三篇在整本圣经是相当熟悉的一段圣经。
It is also one of my favorites.
也是我其中一个很喜爱的经文。
It's a psalm by David.
这是大卫所写的诗篇。
It's about our life journey with God.
是关乎我们与神一起同行的旅程。
He starts with God and he ends with God.
这以神为首，也是以神为结束。
And in this psalm, he uses two powerful imagery.
在这诗篇里面，他用两个很有能力的图画。
One is that of a shepherd, and the other, the king, to explain to us who God is and what he has done.
来形容神是哪一位，并且呢，神是怎么样的神？就是他是一位牧者，也是君王。
To David, he is never alone.
当这个大卫他一个人孤单独行。
The Lord always takes initiative to keep us on the path of righteousness or holiness.
神是主动的来引导我们来走这义路。
He warns us of the dangers that we will face.
他警告我们所要面对的危险。
The dark valleys and the fearsome enemies.
就是呢，死荫的幽谷还有可怕的敌人。
But David says we need not fear because the God, the Lord is with us.
大卫说他不需要，我们不需要惧怕，因为主与我们同在。
He is our pathmaker, protector, and provider.
他是我们的开路者，是我们的保护者，也是我们的供应者。
He is our all-sufficiency, and we lack nothing if we only trust and obey Him.
假如我们信靠顺服他，我们不缺任何一样东西，因为他就是我们一切。
Many of us like to go overseas for trips.
我们当中有好多都喜欢到国外去。
And when we go overseas, we actually need a good guide.
当我们到国外去的时候，我们需要一位好的这个导游。
We trust everything to the tourist guide who will plan everything for us, isn't it?
我们相信这个导游来为我们计划所有的行程。
For others, we prefer a free and easy program.
或者其他的人，他们比较喜欢有一个自由行的这个计划。
In this case, we need to read up about the place, plan the route and itinerary, and travel on our own.
在这方面呢，他们就需要读关乎那地方，还有计划路线、行程，还有安排他们所有的一切。
So we need a good map and a plan to get from place to place.
而这样自由行的人就需要地图还有计划来、计划他们的行程。
And in this psalm, David tells us that God is both our shepherd and king.
在诗篇第二十三篇，大卫告诉我们，神就是我们的牧者和君王。
And he tells us that in God we have all we need because he is an excellent guide and he has a perfect plan for our journey from the beginning to the end.
因为在神里面我们有一切所需，因为他是我们最好的引导，而且他有在我们生命中有美好的计划，从开始到结束。
Can I ask Brother Hui Yao to read the first two verses?
我们来看这个诗篇第二十三篇第一和第二节。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
In the first verse, we see David's confidence in the Lord.
在这第一节里面，我们看见大卫的这个信心，对神的信靠。
He says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
他说，耶和华是我的牧者。
God is his shepherd, and David is the sheep.
神是他的牧者，大卫是他的羊。
And God is very personal to David.
而神就是一个非常个人化的神。
God is our shepherd, and we are the sheep.
神是那位牧者，我们是他的羊群。
And God is very personal to us.
神对我们是很亲切的。
Do you know that in the Jewish culture, to be a shepherd is the lowest class of occupation that you can have?
你是否了解到，在犹太人的一个文化里面，身为这个牧羊人是在他们当中的是最卑贱的工作。
And if the family needed a shepherd, it was always given to the youngest son.
假如这个家庭需要一个牧羊人呢，常常都是最小的儿子来担当了。
And David, being the youngest, has to watch the sheep.
而大卫他是最年幼的，他必须要看守这个羊群。
And this was a contemptible and unpleasant assignment.
而这个是很卑贱，而且是没有人喜欢做的工作。
But do you know, brothers and sisters in Christ?
弟兄姐妹，你是否知道
？That the Lord would call Himself our shepherd.
但是神却称自己为我们的牧者。
In John chapter 10, verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd.
在约翰福音第十章十一节说，耶稣说，我就是好牧人。
And God does not despise to feed, guide, govern, defend, tend, and take care of us, his sheep.
神不轻看他所喂养我们的，所引导我们，管理我们，保护我们，看顾我们一切所需的。这些羊群。
If you know that being a shepherd is the lowest class, would you still take the job?
假如你知道这个牧羊人是最 卑贱的工作，你是否愿意来担当这个工作呢？
David did.
大卫他担当了。
Even the Lord calls himself our shepherd.
而神呢，他也称他称自己为我们的牧者。
Being a shepherd himself, David certainly knows a lot about sheep.
身为牧者本身，大卫清楚知道关乎羊群的需要。
Sheep are timid social creatures.
而这个羊群，他们相当木讷，他们是属于这个合群的。
Stubborn, easily frightened, helpless, and unable to fend for themselves.
他们又是很顽固的，又很容易受惊怕，又很无助，又没有办法保护自己的。
Doesn't these things describe some of us?
我们当中难道不像这羊群中的这些属性吗？
Timid, stubborn.
我们是很木讷又很顽固的。
Easily frightened.
又很容易受惊怕
，helpless and unable to fend for ourselves，
又很无助，又没有办法保护自己的。
Are we not like sheep？
我们难道不像这些羊群吗
？Here in verse 1 and 2 we read that God takes the initiative。
在第一、第二节，我们看见神主动的
，to provide comfort, care, and rest for the sheep。
来提供这个安慰、照顾，还保护，给羊群得到休息。
Firstly, he leads us to rest in green pastures.
然后第三节说，他领导我在青草地上。
Besides peaceful streams.
在这个安静的水边。
He renews my strength.
又更新我的力量。
And then.Not only the physical part, but spiritually, he guides me in the paths of righteousness.
不但是在这个属世上的需要，他也在属灵上的需要引导我走义路。
And why does God do all this?
神为何要做这一切呢？
He says he did it for his name's sake.
神说他做这一切都是为自己的名。
As a good shepherd.
身为好的牧人
，He is the path maker.
他是开路者。
He guides us in the path of righteousness or holiness.
他引导我们走这个义路或者是圣洁的路。
If we walk in the path that God has designated for us,
假如我们走在神所为我们定的道路上
，We know we will receive the joy of the Lord.
我们知道我们会领受神的喜乐。
And at the same time, you will give God the glory.
同时我们也能够来荣耀神。
We know that most sheep will heed the shepherd's voice.
我们也知道多数的羊群会听牧人的话。
But some sheep will not stay with the flock.
但是有一些羊群他们不跟其他不合群。
They will try to leave the flock.
他们会离开这个羊群。
So the shepherd will use the hook and try to bring them back.
而这个牧人会用这个杖来带这个羊失迷的羊回来。
There'll be one or two that always escape from the flock.
而有几个呢，通常会离开这个羊群。
And as a good shepherd, the good shepherd will leave the flock and go out to find that lost sheep.
一个好的牧人，他离开这些羊群去找呢失散的羊群羊。
And he will search for the sheep until he is found.
他会找到这个羊，直到找着。
And there's a verse there in verse 3. It says, "He restored my soul."
在这第三节说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
You know, there'll be one or two sheep that is very stubborn.
有一两只羊会很顽固。
It will always try to escape and always give trouble to the shepherd.
他常常会离开羊群，并且给这个牧人很多麻烦。
You know what the shepherd will do?
你知道牧人会如何行
？The shepherd will break one of the leg.
那个牧人也许会打断他的其中一个脚。
Is it very painful?
难道不会疼痛吗
？It is very painful.
是会很疼痛的。
But that's to teach the sheep a lesson.
但是要教导这个羊一个教训。
So sometimes, God has to discipline us.
有时候神要教训我们。
Because we are so stubborn and we are so stupid.
因为我们是如此的顽固和如此的愚昧。
We will not obey the Lord.
我们不愿意来顺从神。
So it is to rescue and to restore and to teach a precious lesson of obedience.
牧人如此行是为了要拯救、来恢复、来教导关于这个羊群这个顺服的功课。
Under the watch care of the shepherd, the sheep are provided, comforted, and protected.
由于这个牧人的看顾保守，所以这个羊群得到这个安慰，得到这个保护。
So long as the sheep trust and obey the shepherd, they will be well.
所以只要这个羊群信靠顺服这个牧人，他们就会安然无恙。
I'll ask Brother Job to read from John chapter 10, verse 11 and verse 14.
而这个约翰福音第十章十一节说：“我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。”约翰福音十章第十四节也说：“我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。”
Jesus knows every one of us.
耶稣知道我们所有的我们每一位。
He calls each one of us by name.
他按我们的名字来叫我们。
He leads us, he provides for us, he protects us, and he keeps them till the end.
耶稣带领我们提供应我们并保护我们并保守我们直到末了。
This is what the Bible teaches.
这就是圣经所教导的。
Isn't he a good shepherd?
他难道不是个好牧人吗？
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4 says, Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd.
彼得前书五章四节说，耶稣就是那位大牧人。
Jesus is not with us.
我们知道耶稣基督不在世上，在天上。
Because he is in heaven.
因为他现在在天上。
What's he doing in heaven?
他在天上做什么呢？
He is interceding for us.
他在天上为我们代求。
He gives us his Holy Spirit to sanctify us.
他赐下圣灵来使我们成圣。
And he wants to preserve us till the end.
也要保守我们直到末了。
We know that Jesus has laid down his life for his sheep.
我们知道耶稣基督为羊群舍命。
As his sheep, we should listen to his voice and we should follow him.
我们身为他的羊群，我们要来听他的声音，并且来跟随他。
I have a few questions to ask.
我有几个问题要问。
Do you know Jesus as your good shepherd?
你是否认识耶稣是好牧人呢？你的好牧人呢？
Do you hear his voice and are you trusting and obeying him daily?
你是否听他的声音？你是否每一天来信靠顺服他呢？
Do you know the danger of going astray?
你是否知道走迷路的危险呢？
You may have to face the discipline of God in disobedience.
你也许会因着不顺从而面对神的这个管教。
Like David, let us acknowledge our sin of disobedience.
我们愿意像大卫一样来承认我们的不顺从的罪。
Let us repent and turn once again to Him.
让我们向神悔改，再次归向神。
We come to the next division. God is with me in crisis.
让我们来看到另外一个段落，是在危险之中，神与我们同在。
We know that the world that we live in is a very dangerous world.
我们知道我们所在的世界是充满危机的。
There's no safe place on earth.
在世上没有一个地方是安全的。
And the Bible tells us, even in this passage, that we will face two crises.
甚至圣经在这段经文里面也告诉我们有两种危机。
First one is that we will go through dark valleys.
第一个就是我们会经过这个死荫的幽谷。
And the second one is that we will face fearful enemies.
第二个就是我们会遇见可怕的敌人。
David uses this powerful imagery of dark valley to speak of some kind of dark, fearful experience.
大卫用这个图画这个死荫的幽谷来讲述这些可怕黑暗的这个经验。
A valley suggests something deep, narrow, dark, and hedged in.
这个幽谷呢是形容一个深而且狭窄而且是幽暗逃不出的。
It is a valley of the shadow of death facing what seemed to David as the ultimate defeat and death.
而这个死荫的幽谷就是大卫所面对的那个被打败并且这死亡的这个威胁。
He is facing a shadow of death, not the substance of death itself.
他面对的是死亡的阴影而不是死亡本身。
Isn't it true that all of life is lived under the shadow of death?
我们每个人难道不是都面对死亡的这个阴影吗？
For example, severe illness, facing death, bereavement, traumatic accidents, etc.
例如我们有严重的病症面对死亡或者是这个亲人或者是很悲惨的这个意外等等。
It is the conscious presence of the Lord that makes it bearable, isn't it?
但是我们也知道，因为有主的同在，使我们能够承受这一切。
When we look to Jesus,
当我们仰望耶稣，
we understand that a shadow is not tangible, but is cast by something there is.
我们知道这个影子呢，它不是实体，而是一个实体的影子而已。
Because Jesus has destroyed death,
因为耶稣已经消灭了死亡，
we need not fear death.
我们无需害怕死亡，
but we can rightly say that we face only the shadow of death because he took the full reality of death in our place on the cross.
因为我们可以这样说，我们面对的只是死亡的阴影，因为耶稣已经为我们承担了这个，在十字架上为我们承担了这个死亡。
In order to form a shadow, you need a light.
你要需要有一个影子呢，我们需要有一个光来照。
And I want to quote something which Spurgeon says.
我要引用斯布珍这个神学家所说的。
He says, "Death stands by the side of the highway in which we have to travel."
这个死亡呢，站在这个路边的时候，路旁的时候，我们需要经过。
And the light of heaven shining upon him throws a shadow across our path.
天上的这个亮光呢，照着这个死亡，导致在路上我们的前路上有这个死亡的阴影。
Let us then rejoice that there is light beyond.
让我们来喜乐，因为在这阴影的后面有一道光。
Nobody is afraid of a shadow.
没有人会害怕这个阴影。
For a shadow cannot stop a man's pathway even for a moment.
因为阴影呢，不能够阻止一个人的这个的前路。
The shadow of a dog cannot bite.
这个狗的这个影子呢，不能够咬人。
The shadow of a sword cannot kill.
一把剑的这个影子也不能够杀人。
And the shadow of death cannot destroy us.
而这个死亡的阴影也不会来毁灭我们。
Unquote.
这是所引用的这段话。
We note that the shepherd's presence did not remove the presence of evil.
我们知道这个牧者的同在并不会除去这个恶的同在。
But certainly the fear of evil.
但是他会除去我们对这个恶的这个害怕。
David says, "Do not fear evil."
大卫说，我们不需害怕这个恶。
He says, "For thou art with me; thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me."
因为大卫说，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
When Jesus is with us,
当耶稣与我们同在，
He removes the fear of evil from us.
他把这个对这个恶的惧怕从我们中间除掉。
We know that we are in the seventh month.
我们现在知道我们在这个农历七月。
There will be an increase of spirit worship, and this may frighten many Christians.
而当中对这个我们会看到有这个烧香拜拜的，也许会使到基督徒害怕。
But we need not fear.
但是我们无需害怕。
Because God has given us His Holy Spirit inside us.
因为神赐给我们的圣灵在我们里面。
And the Bible says, "Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world."
圣经上说，因为那在你里面的比那在世界上的更大。
Here are some questions.
有一些问题要问。
Are you fearful of anything?
你是否害怕某一些事情呢？
Do you know that even if you walk through dark valley, that Jesus will be with you?
你是否知道，你虽然行过这个死荫的幽谷，耶稣仍旧与你同在。
His presence will comfort you.
他的同在会安慰你。
Are you relying on His wisdom and strength to help you?
你是否依靠他的这个智慧和他的力量来帮助你呢？
Some of you may fear death.
我们当中可能会害怕死亡。
But do you realize that Jesus has already conquered death?
你是否已经记得耶稣已经胜过死亡了呢？
And that you need not fear death.
而你不需要害怕死亡。
God has promised to be with you in all crises.
神应许与我们同在，在所有的危机上。
You can trust Him.
我们可以信靠神。
We come to the third division, God is my King.
我们看到第三方面，就是神是我们的君王。
I'll ask Job to read verse 5.
我们来看这个第五节。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
We face a lot of enemies, don't we?
我们今天面对许多的敌人。
Your fears and your worries.
我们的惧怕，我们的担忧，
your anxieties and your burdens.
我们的紧张，我们的重担。
There are many obstacles along the way.
在我们的路上有许多的拦阻。
David also has got many enemies.
大卫也有许多的敌人。
He has to run and hide because of them.
大卫因着他们要常常逃跑躲藏。
They threaten to take his life.
他们威胁大卫的生命。
But he can testify that God did not abandon him. God did not abandon him.
他可以坚持说神没有放弃他。
Please turn to Psalm 18. Please turn to Psalm 18.
我们来看诗篇第十八篇。
And we read from 16 to 19.
我们看第十六节到十九节，他从高天伸手抓住我，把我从大水中拉上来，他救我脱离我的劲敌和那些恨我的人，因为他们比我强盛。我遭遇灾难的日子，他们来攻击我，但耶和华是我的依靠，他又领我到宽阔之处，他就把我，因他喜悦我。
So much trouble.
许多的患难。
But David has experienced the Lord's help and deliverance on so many occasions.
但是大卫见证了神在许多的患难里面将他救出来。
And in Psalm 23, he gives the powerful imagery of the Lord as a benevolent king.
而他在诗篇二十三篇里面证实了一个神是仁慈的王的一个图画。
God as king not only protects him but also prepares a feast before him.
神是君王，不但保护他，也为他预备筵席。
Although surrounded by enemies,
虽然他被这个仇敌所环绕，
David can sit down and feast with confidence and perfect security because of a powerful, generous and benevolent king.
虽然大卫受这个仇敌所环绕着，他仍然可以在这个筵席上坐下来，有这个信心，相信这位全能的君王有这个恩慈，还有这个仁慈来救拔他。
Note that the host's care and concern does not eliminate the presence of my enemies. They are still around.
我们知道这位君王的保，这个关注与这个关心，并不会消灭敌人的这个存在。
However, the presence of the king enables the experience of his goodness and bounty, even in their midst.
但是呢，因为君王的同在，使他能够经历的神的这个良善，还有这个恩典在他们当中。
Sometimes we may not escape from our enemies.
有时候我们并不能从我们的仇敌那逃脱。
We are surrounded by them.
我们被他们所围绕。
But we need not fear because God is with us.
我们无需害怕，因为主与我们同在。
Someone says,
有人说，
This is the condition of God's servant.
这就是神仆人的这个遭遇。
Always conflict, but always a spread table.
常常充满这个冲突，但是也有这个筵席。
You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over.
你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
David is refreshed by the anointing of the Lord; his blessings overflow.
而大卫受神的这个恩膏，而他的祝福也满溢。
A deep sense of confidence, security, overflowing joy, peace and trust is possible, even in times of crisis, because David has confidence that God is fully in control of the situation.
因为大卫对神掌管一切的环境所在有信心，所以呢，他仍旧在这个患难里面呢，危机里面仍有这个信心，仍有这个依靠，仍有这个满意的喜乐和平安。
How well do you know the Lord?
我们认识神有多深呢？
Is he your shepherd?
他是否是我的牧者呢？
But is he also your king?
他是否是我的君王呢？
Do you believe that he is sovereign?
我们是否相信他是掌权的主呢？
He is fully in control of all situation.
他是拥有那，他是掌管一切所有的主呢？
That he can even deliver you from your enemies.
他甚至可以带领我们从今时直到永远，到结末了。
Do you know why God is so gracious? To David?
你知道为何神是如此对大卫充满了恩慈吗？
Turn back to Psalm 18.
我们打开诗篇第十八篇。
I'll ask Brother Job to read from verses 20 to verse 30.
我们要来读这个十八节到二十节到三十节。诗篇第十八篇二十节到三十节，我遭遇灾难的日子，他们来攻击我，但耶和华是我的依靠，他又领我到宽阔之处，他就把我，因他喜悦我。耶和华按着我的公义报答我，按着我手中的清洁赏赐我，因为我遵守了耶和华的道，未曾作恶离开我的神。他的一切典章藏在我面前，他的律例我也未曾丢弃。我在他面前做了完全人，我也保守自己远离我的罪孽。所以耶和华按我的公义，按我在他眼前手中的清洁偿还我。慈爱的人，你以慈爱待他；完全的人，你以完全待他；清洁的人，你以清洁待他；乖僻的人，你也弯曲待他；困苦的百姓，你必拯救；高傲的眼目，你必使他降卑；你必点着我的灯，耶和华我的神必照明我的黑暗。 看，我借着你冲入敌军，借着我的神跳过城环。至于神，他的道是完全的，耶和华的话是炼净的。凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
Do you know why David is so blessed by the Lord?
你知道为何大卫如此蒙神所祝福吗？
Because he kept himself pure and holy.
因为他保守自己圣洁而清洁。
His way was righteous before the Lord.
他的道路在神的面前是充满了公义。
And he obeyed God's word.
而他顺从神的话语。
Do you have sin in your life?
我们是否在生命中有罪呢？
And you are saying, why does not God bless me?
我们说为何神没有祝福我们呢？
I hope you have the answer from this passage.
我希望你在这段经文里面找到答案。
Are you right with God?
我们是否是与神和好呢？
Walking in obedience to his word.
是否在他的话语里面顺从他呢？
Are you keeping yourself pure and holy?
我们是否保守自己清洁和圣洁呢？
So that the Lord will bless you and answer your prayers.
使到神能够来祝福我们，垂听我们的祷告。
God will guide, protect, bless, and deliver you in His time.
神会保守保护并且拯救我们按照他的时间。
We must trust and obey God.
我们必须来信靠顺从神。
Now we come to the last verse.
我们现在来到最后一节。必有恩惠与慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
The word follow in my Bible, in another version, means to pursue or to escort.
这个随着我，这个随呢，在我这个圣经的这个版本里面呢，是讲到追求，并且是来保护。
Escort.
啊，保护。
Okay. So God is pictured as running after us to keep company and to bless us.
而这个这样的是形容一幅就好像一幅图画，神是在跟着我们，并且来与我们同在，并且来保守我们，赐福我们。
We are escorted.
我们是被神所的保护的。
In our journey, God escorts us.
在我们的路上，神保护着我们。
As a good shepherd, he walks in front.
他是好牧人，走在我们前头。
And on the right side and on the left side, you have goodness and you have mercy.
在我们的左右呢，有恩惠与慈爱。
And this tree keeps us company all the way to heaven.
而这三方面呢，带着我们到天上。
Isn't it a beautiful picture?
难道这不是个美好的图画吗？
Are you walking with the Lord?
我们是否走在主的道上呢？
Or have you stepped out of the way and decided to go your own way?
我们是否是离开主的道走自己的路呢？
Have you been an obedient sheep?
我们是否有成为这个顺从的羊群呢？
God as the good shepherd in front.
神是好牧人，在我们前头。
Goodness and mercy on your right and on your left.
恩惠与慈爱在我们的左右。
What is David's confidence?
大卫的信心在哪里？
The word is surely.
他就是在我必有。
Surely means it will certainly happen.
必有的意思就是说肯定会发生。
We know about John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3, isn't it?
我们知道这个约翰福音第十四章一到三节。
I'll ask Job to read for us.
说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
Did not Jesus promise us that he will come again to bring us to live in heavenly mansions?
耶稣曾经说过，他必要再来接我们到他那里去。
Don't you believe him?
你是否相信呢？
He is 100% trustworthy.
耶稣基督是100%可信靠的。
Then what is David's expectation?
而大卫的期望是什么呢？
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
大卫的期望就是必有恩惠与慈爱随着我在我一生的日子里。
He will be escorted by God's goodness and mercy which will continue all the days of his life.From the beginning to the end of his journey in life.
神的这个恩惠与慈爱必在他一生之中呢跟随他到他的生命的再次的生命的结束。
Do you believe that?
你是否相信呢?
Then what is David's goal?
而大卫的目标是什么呢?
David's goal is always God.
他的目标总是在神。
What is your goal in life?
我们生命中的目标是什么呢？
A better car? A better car.
一个更好的汽车吗？
A better house?
一个更好的房子吗？
A better spouse?
一个一个好的伴侣吗？不是更好的伴侣。
Children?
有很好的孩子吗？
Property?
有很好的产业吗？
Better health?
有更好的房子吗？还更好的健康。
What is your goal in life?
我们的生命的目标是什么呢？
David says, my goal is I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
大卫一生的目标就是我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
He wished that he would enjoy the presence of the Lord forever, both in his days on earth as well as beyond.
就是我们能够享受与主的同在，就是从我们这生命的这现在开始，一直到我们生命结束，甚至到永永远远在天上。
Are you enjoying the Lord today?
你今天是否来以神为乐呢？
Tomorrow,
而未来呢
and forever,
并且是永永远远呢
or if God becomes your enemy,
或者是神是我们的敌人呢
and you dare not even acknowledge him as your shepherd and king,
或者我们根本都没有来认定他是我们的牧者和君王呢
The Westminster Confession first question is,
在西敏寺这个教义里面的第一个问题是
What is the chief aim of man?
而这个人 的主要的目的在世是什么呢？
To obey God and to enjoy him forever.
就是来信从神并且享受神到永远。
Are you enjoying this God whom you know?
你是否享受与主的这个关系，我们所认识的这位神呢？
So what is your real goal in life?
我们在生命中的真正的目标是什么呢？
And does your goal lead you to heaven?
而这个目标是否会带我们到天堂去呢？
Let us conclude now.
我们来做总结。
I have 5 points.
我有五个大纲。
First point, the Lord is my shepherd. I am his sheep. The sheep obeys and follows the shepherd.
第一个大纲就是耶和华是我的牧者，我是他的羊，并且羊来顺从，来听从跟随牧者。
Point number two, the Lord is my provider, protector, pathmaker, peace, and potentate.I lack nothing in him.
第二个大纲就是主上帝是我们的供应者、保护者、开路者、赐平安者，而也是当权者。 我呢在他里面一无所缺。
Point number three, in all vicissitudes of life, through dark valley or facing enemies, His presence is always with me.
第三个要点就是，无论在何境遇，生命中的变迁，就算是在死荫的幽谷或者面对敌人，主依然是常与我们同在。
Point number four, I need not fear death, which has been conquered.When I die, I step up to glory or heaven.
我第四个大纲就是我无需害怕死亡，因为呢，耶稣已经胜过死亡。当我死了之后，我就知道我会进入荣耀或者进入天堂。
And last point, the Lord pursues me with His goodness and mercy. Surely I enjoy His presence daily and forever.
而第五个大纲就是神以他的恩惠与慈爱来跟着我们，所以我们会享受他的同在，每一天直到永远。
I have a message for those who do not know Christ.
我有对那些在我们当中还没有认识主的说
，Come and embrace Jesus as your Savior and Shepherd.
来环抱耶稣基督为你的救主和牧者。
You do not have to travel life's journey on your own.
你无需独自的在人生的道路上前行。
Come and trust in Jesus Christ and receive Him as your Shepherd and King.
希望你来信靠耶稣基督，并且接受他为你的牧者和君王。
Let Him guide, protect.Provide and bless you always.
让他来引导、保护、供应，并且祝福你，常与你同在。
You need to confess and repent of your sins and receive Him into your heart.
并且愿你来向主承认自己的罪，向为主来从当中悔改，并且接受耶稣为我们个人的救主。
I hope you will hear and obey.
我希望你能够听并且来顺从。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们为你的话感谢你。
Reminding us that you are our good shepherd and you are our king.
再次提醒我们，你是我们的牧者，也是我们的君王。
And that God, you are with us throughout this journey from the beginning to the end.
主啊，你在我们人生的道路从中开始到结束都与我们同在。
We will face dark valleys and fearful enemies.
我们会面对这个死荫的幽谷和可怕的敌人。
They may surround us.
他们也许环绕着我们。
But we need not fear, O Lord.
但是我们主啊，我们无需害怕。
For Thou art with us.
因为你与我们同在。
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰了我们。
You lead us in a path of holiness.
你带领我们走在圣洁的道路上。
For your own glory.
为着你的荣耀。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
To be sheep, obedient sheep.
让我们成为一个顺从你的羊群。
To trust and obey.
来信靠顺服你。
That we may find what David said to be true.
使我们能够看见大卫所说的是真的。
That the Lord is my shepherd.
当主是我们的牧者。
I lack nothing.
我们必一无所缺。
Help us be good testimony for you.
帮助我们成为你的一个好的见证。
In a world of darkness.
在黑暗的世界里。
Where there's so much fear and hatred.
有许多的这个惧怕和仇恨。
That we may be the light and salt of this world.
使我们在这世界上为主做光。
That many may come to know you.
使许多人能够来信靠主。
To know you as shepherd and king also.
来认识神是君王和牧人。
That all glory be given to you.
愿一切的荣耀都归于你。
This we pray and give thanks in Jesus' blessed name.
我们如此感谢祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
阿门。
阿门。